Atomic Energy Commission. All right, then you get busy.
That's more than
a contract. It's contract work. See, well, the thing, a third of the income, of the operating income of the University of California, a supposed state university, is a third of its operating income comes from the federal government. And a third comes from the state budget, only a third.
Well, you would get that because I don't know what their third is.
Well,
I think a hell of a lot. then
he's a teller disciple. Agnew, the teller,
Agnew, if it's
Agnew comes out ahead of the other guy because he's run something. Yes. The other guy is more of a search type.
Agnew has done those Alamos. Agnew has.
Would Agnew have done the job?
Would he take it? I don't know. I kind of think he would. He's been at Los Alamos a long time.
But Agnew has defended us at a time when there was absolutely nothing in it in the scientific community.
What you do is ask Agnew fought the IBM battle for us.
Yeah.
Time and again, Agnew would voluntarily write his letters and support.
To offer to him, I just feel we'd better.
We ought to sell the hell out of him. The way to do it is to tell him to take a leave of absence from Los Alamos.
Los Alamos, and then there's other things we can give him.
He could send Johnny Foster out to run Los Alamos.
We ought to do something for Foster. I don't think he's gotten a good deal because he really bled for us. He may be a lousy manager. Clemens may be
a manager. He's been incredibly bad.
But he's been a hell of a deal.
$100 million. Why don't we give him Los Alamos?
But he's been one hell of a decent guy.
What about Foster Grafton?
Oh!
No,
he thought of that.
He drives the scientific community right up to
him. How about Foster for AEC?
Foster for AEC would be outstanding. That would be spectacular. Now that's a real...
I don't need a woman. How about Foster for AEC?
Even offering it would be a nice thing.
Thank you.
impressions we have found of him, old firm, don't yield. I got them together, was going to bring them into you. When I came out, people were waiting outside and said, old firm, don't let them push you around. And then in New York City. And it wasn't dovish talk. There was a man there from Texas, of course you wouldn't expect that, who came dashing clear across the room and said, come the president, I voted for him, I'll never be prouder of him. Then in the last few weeks, and you know the Côte Basque, people just don't do this.
Yeah, Côte Basque is an upper middle class, some very conservative, some very liberal.
But you'd expect in New York, I really thought that some Jewish fellow would come up to my table and said,
Well, you know what, interesting thing, when I had dinner with Haig last night, I'm sorry, so you can go, you know what I want you to do with Haig tomorrow, I think. We're going to pick, I just talked to Sigrid, we're going to have a group of people. We're funneling out all of our research people and legislative people, like Dent's office and others, political people, but we're seeding the government with them. But in order to have them still have a sense of relationship with the White House, I said, bring them in on an informal basis about once a week, once every 2 weeks, just for a good session.
Absolutely.
I want you to do that with Haig. But see, Haig can be basically a spy for you
in
the department.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to do.
And I think we should put Haig in charge of Vietnam and the Defense Department.
Yeah, well, you remember, I was rather surprised I didn't get that memorandum. I thought we were going to have some the day after Christmas as a change of command out there.
Because, Mr. President, Laird, we have the recommendation.
Yeah.
But Laird was making such a fuss after the bombing going to end anyway. Moore was making such a fuss.
All right.
We can do it, but then we're
going to do it. I am going to do it the day, Richardson. That's one thing. You'll be here with me, Richardson.
Now, Richardson, but I'm beginning to get fairly optimistic about next week.
Before we get to Richardson, are you going to be here with me? Because
yes.
I said so you would be here.
I will
be. I'm going to be fun to sell with him.
I think you should be.
I'm going to say I'm going to see Moore alone, but I have to, and I'll say I'll have to see Clements alone. I said I'll always report to you. But this has got to work through the NSC system, Elliot, if you understand that. And I'm also going to tell him that we're going to cut the living through Jesus out of his intelligence and deal with it.
Now, one of the things you might say to him, if you could, is Laird has sabotaged the Defense Program Review Committee, which is your way of getting a grip on the strategy.
Good.
You could tell him you want him to work this.
Yeah. I'll tell him, and I'll also build it up a little, say, Elliot, you're a team player, we can work with you if you don't leak. So I want to be very close to you, I'm going to want you in here. And he will, he is a team player. One thing about him, he lives up.
No.
Never leaked yet.
No, he won't leak. No,
go ahead. Can I tell you one thing about my dad with Haig?
Yeah.
He told me, which he may have told you, that he was in Puerto Rico. And, of course, that place of Rockefeller's there. You know, our Jewish friends, they always, first, they bet the money, and second, they love the sun. And they love in the good places. And he says about, it was a very heavy percentage of Jewish clientele there. But he said that when on the damn bombing, he said he was amazed. He said these upper class New York Jews who were there, almost to a man. He says they even before we had the pause, said we back it. And when we had the agreement, they says now that proved it. So he was rather pleased with that because normally, for example, the Congress got these things. It's just the other way around.
I was at a dinner in Palm Springs, and Ted Hewitt, the producer of CBS 60 Minutes, was saying that he was wailing around with the New York line.
Yeah.
And a lot of these Hollywood types, even people who are not for you, like Billy Wilder, who's a Democrat,
sure,
said, all I'm interested in is if he's ending the war with the B-52s, I'm for it. And he's got guts. And I think if we come out of this...
Yeah, just don't say it. If we do, everything is all right. If we don't, then we'll fight another battle. You know, the main thing, Henry, is to keep your dauber up. You know, I lectured to Zager and Haldeman on that this morning, and I said, I don't want to have Ehrlich and Schultz coming in here whining around about the war. I said, God damn it. I said, it's the job of this staff to build me up. We have to build them up. I'll get enough of that from the Congress. They all whine. But my point is, God damn it, we've done well before. We're going to do well again.
Surprise.
the war isn't the end all of everything.
I think if you went to the public, my instinct is you would get, the time wasn't right yet. But if this thing breaks down next week,
if it breaks down, that's the public.
And if you said I was elected by 61% because I wanted an honorable peace, you'd get everybody again. Because I think the American people doesn't like to get pushed around. I was astonished in New York yesterday. My date was going to arrange a private dinner at somebody's house.
Because
she said, if you show yourself in New York, they'll kill you. And I said, I am not Miss McGinnis. And she's very much for you.
She's hawkish, I know.
She's, in fact, a little more hawkish than we are. She's more on the Buckley line.
He told me not to have it. Not going to have it.
What I think would help, Mr. President, but you don't.
That's the international, what do you call
that's
it?
That's the deal with us. They have a lot of
money. Jonathan Moore in that job?
A, Jonathan Moore leaks. B,
he's a dove.
He's a dove.
He opposes some of my Cambodia.
That's right.
And I said, Elliot says, well, so did I. And I said, I don't care, Elliot. You're my point of view. I'm not quite more.
Sonnenfeld is a hardliner. He's a pain in the neck, I admit it. But
he doesn't bother me.
But I could then, otherwise, if we keep him here, I'll make him one of the deputies. But I think if I brought Hegelberg in, he's easier to get along with. He knows this operation. He's very loyal. Sonnenfeld could watch Richardson for us. If you don't want to do it, Haldeman could do it. But
it's probably better for Haldeman to do it. If I get into the specifics,
then you get
he raises.
But
I shouldn't get into.
No, you shouldn't get into Sonnenfeld, but you. He might raise Moore, and Moore is really unacceptable.
That's right. I had an appointment on there.
Yes.
Is that a presidential appointment?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't appoint.
But I think, Mr. President, if the negotiations are bored next week, I've thought about confining the bombing servant for 20 years. I think that's going to be tough, because that's going to prolong it.
It's all right.
I think these guys are on the verge of collapsing. If they weren't, they wouldn't be back in Paris now.
Confining it below the 20th, though, is really the option we're really looking at. We have to remember that from our own fathers. Now, let them think it's not going to be there. They're going to think we go through a loop here. That's what I want them to think. But for my own view, it's that I think I know that Campbell's back's about ready to break. And I on that sort of thing, I don't want to hardly support all the rest, but I'm referring to these bastards up here in Congress.
Although, actually, these goddamn resolutions are really helping us. We can't say that. Because they're all tied to the release of prisoners. Put it under one headquarters, and that would happen then in the next. next month. That would be the easiest way of doing it. If the negotiations do not conclude, then I think we should go ahead.
Let me ask you something. The law shut off. In the event we decide to go forward with the agreement, as I said, a bad agreement on option one is better than a good option two.
I agree.
For reasons that have,
sorry,
frankly, cosmetic reasons for us.
No question.
Terribly important reasons for us. On the one hand, we're caving. On the other hand, we're trying to see it through. And so we'll send two then. That's okay. That doesn't bother me that much. Because in the world, I mean, God and the rest will say, well, goddammit, we tried. Particularly because of what we did over Christmas, you see. That's one another advantage of the Christmas thing. We're now in a much better position to make a bad agreement. You and I know this isn't bad. But what Hugh will say is a bad agreement, and we were before Christmas.
No,
correct?
No question.
Okay. I'm thinking of the inaugural. I'm thinking back, so forth and so on. I'm also thinking of the point that the South Vietnamese have a hell of a good Air Force.
Short range, unfortunately.
I understand. I'm not dealing with that. The point is, I'm thinking of a period of 5 days or so, or 5 or 6 days, depending on what happens. If you reach agreement, we're going to reach it. You know, you're going to reach it there yourself. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
And say, no, we'll wind her up, right?
Yeah.
In my view, if you're going to stop the bombing of North Vietnam, I'd stop the bombing in the area, period, for 5 days. Now, let me tell you, there'd be no problem in resuming it in the event everything collapses. But my point is that if we could go on, I mean, if we can go on and say, well, we now have a, you see what I'm getting at? Stopping it in North Vietnam is one thing. Now the war still goes on, you know, we're still bombing and all that sort of thing and so forth. Put it in the back of your head. We don't have to decide.
Let me think about the great anger is that they will try to grab as much territory as possible.
All right, let the South Vietnamese Air Force get the shit out of
them. Not really.
South Vietnamese Air Force can't solve Vietnam.
Well, they do about 100. The difference is, Mr. President, we do 600 sorties a day.
Right.
They do 130.
Right.
That's
Vietnam's a good God Almighty.
And we have an additional 100 B-52 sorties. But it depends on how close, if we are, say, within 3 or 4 days of concluding the settlement.
You see my point?
Then it could be done. So we can make
well,
that difference.
In 5 or 6, we've had bombing pauses in Vietnam before. You understand what I'm talking about?
I understand.
For no reason, we've had it before, yeah. They're here, yes, sir. Tell us, or whatever it is. Ah, it's the other side. Yeah, okay, bring it. Well, I think it's something that we could just forget it. I don't need it.
Well, we'll know by the end of the day.
This way, this is cold turkey.
I'll get my